BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 25, verses 19 through 22. Enemies are made. They do not pre-exist. Enemies are brought about for several reasons. Enemies are sometimes produced by no fault of my own, and other times are produced by my ill actions, words, or sin. Having enemies is known by every generation, culture, and society. Why should I be excluded? Having an enemy knows no boundary. What pleasant emotion or thought is found in the heart of a mortal enemy? An enemy does not always have to be an enemy, though it often is. David had enemies, mentioned 22 times in the Psalms. In Psalm 25, after asking for forgiveness, he prays, quote, "See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me," verse 19. David asked the Lord to guard his life and rescue him from his enemies. Sometimes, praying to be delivered from the trap of an enemy is the only recourse I have. However, other responses to an enemy exist. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 17 says, quote, "Do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him." In Proverbs 25, verses 21 and 22, as well as Romans 12, 20 say, quote, "If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you." Similarly, Jesus taught, quote, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. Pray for deliverance from the enemy and pray for their salvation and our reconciliation.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information.